Hello and welcome to the Clinical Oncology Podcast. I'm Dr. Saif Ahmad. Today we are speaking with Dr. Ben O'Leary, our educational editor and clinical lecturer at the Institute of Cancer Research, London, who is joined by Dr. Lei Wang, who is a clinical oncology trainee based within the Kent, Surrey and Sussex Deanery, and creator of the Instant Oncology series of editorial articles based on her fantastic Instant Oncology Instagram and Twitter posts. We talk to them about the educational initiatives at the journal and the exciting new Instant Oncology editorial series.
So Lei and Ben, thank you so much for joining us. I wanted to start off by asking you, Ben, a little bit about the types of things that the journal have been doing in terms of education.
Yeah, so thanks. Thanks for inviting us on, Saif. Really nice to chat to you and have Lei here as well. So in terms of what we've been trying to achieve with the journal on the education side of things is really to maximise the benefits that we see from the journal output in a way that is most useful to people looking to both learn the basics of the science and the clinical practice of oncology for the first time and those who are very experienced as well. So kind of provide resources that are useful from trainees through to consultants, through to allied health professionals, and ideally do that on a global level.
That all sounds great. And there's already quite a lot of resources available on the Clinical Oncology website. Can you just summarise some of these?
When we started looking at this, there was already this great initiative of virtual issues, which collected articles that were relevant to particular tumour types, because that's both the way people learn and how people approach learning and also how people practice out in the real world. So the virtual issues were collections that were specific to particular areas or tumor types where people could go to one place and find the resources they need. So we started off by developing some new versions of these. So one of these was the latest research with kind of easy access to tumor specific articles as they came out on a kind of week by week basis. And when we started looking at what we could offer, we started to think about whether or not there was more content that we could generate that would be useful. And this had already been initiated by one of our editors, Duncan Gilbert, who had started a series called Science in Focus, which was particularly looking at translational topics, really, translational science that underpinned new research areas and new trial ideas. And so we started producing more content for Science in Focus and then wanted to have a look at whether or not we could produce dedicated articles that dealt with some of the fundamental principles in clinical oncology, the kind of topics that you might meet in your FRCR exam or that you might want to revisit after many years of clinical practice.
Yeah, that all sounds fantastic. And that brings us on to one of the newer initiatives in your educational portfolio is the work that Lei's been doing on the instant oncology. So Lei, it's some really eye-catching pieces that you've done. Can you tell us a little bit about instant oncology? Obviously, this is an audio format, so can you try and sort of describe what you do?
Oh, thanks very much, Saif, and thanks for having me on the podcast. Very pleased to be talking to you. So instant oncology, it started, it started on my Instagram just over a year ago, actually. It started from very humble beginnings. I like social media, I like making notes, so I put my notes on social media, and it was very much a personal resolution to try and learn something new every couple of days, and so I have something to upload. And that kept going, and it was quite encouraging to see all the comments and the followers and the likes. I like that kind of thing, so I kept going. And then a couple of months later, I started reading more papers, reading them more intentionally and making notes so that I remember what I've read and what kind of thoughts I've had. And if you go back through the really older posts, you'll see that the first ones are incredibly basic. So they're things like the Vortec trial, oh, chemo rad was slightly better. That's it. Like no numbers or anything. So just really take away thoughts. And I put those on and they got a really good response. As I learned to read papers better and to understand more and to to kind of find more things interesting about papers, those posts start into getting much more detailed, so evolving over time, and they start becoming quite complicated. And I think Ben picked them up a few months in, and we started talking about how they could be developed further and maybe published on the Clinical Oncology Journal. So that's really how it happened. So currently they're much bigger than when they started. When they started off, they were just a very simple square picture. Now I'm making big kind of detailed A4 documents, I suppose, without all the outcomes of the trials, the main findings, and also the takeaway messages and any interesting thoughts that I've come across.
Yeah, thank you so much for that. And through the journal, we published a couple of your pieces. So can you tell us about one of those and how you went about trying to, how you go about constructing one of these?
So far we've got, the first one was Latitude and the second one was Rapido. Both were trials that I found quite interesting and also led to major changes in those tumour sites and came out quite recently. So I thought they were quite important for trainees to know. So the process is, once I've identified a trial that I want to read, read it through quite thoroughly, make notes as I go along, normally read it through two or three times to check that I've got everything. And then I have a look online to see if anyone else has said anything interesting, if I've made any notes from lectures that I've attended, where people have given me their thoughts on kind of the pros and cons of the trial, things to watch out for, then I'll put them into the document as well, and then just try and make it look pretty.
I think it would be fair to say that Lay's underselling herself there, and they really are fantastic, these instant oncology pieces. And I think certainly if there are people listening who haven't looked them up, they definitely should, because as well as being beautiful, and Lay is clearly very talented artistically, they are really excellent and accessible pieces in terms of getting into the trial and understanding the trial. Perhaps if you want a quick look at something or just a primer to get an idea of what's going on and maybe don't have time to dig all the way into the supplementary data.
And so Ben, on that note, are there plans for more instant oncology pieces coming our way?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think it's been really great to see Lay getting lots of recognition and lots of attention for these. And we've had lots of really, really good feedback on the format. So I think we're very lucky to have Lay involved with the journal, and we'll see how things go moving forward. But the plan at the present time is to carry on publishing these. Well, what did we say, Lay? Roughly every 2 months or so, depending on when we find the practice changing research.
Yeah, that sounds good, Ben.
Do you feel that the focus would be on new clinical trials coming out, or do you feel the format could be adapted to other things too?
So I personally feel like the format could be adapted. Lay has lots of other types of output. I think we tried the clinical trial format because it was a logical fit for the journal, and we liked the novelty of going for a visual editorial. But I think there's definitely scope for other types of output. I don't know, Lay, whether you want to say a bit more about that, any other ideas you might have?
I think Ben and I spoke about this briefly a few months ago. We had the idea of doing almost like everything you need to know about a tumour type on one A4 page. And we thought it might be a bit ambitious, so it might be suitable for some of the rarer tumours. I wouldn't want to do one for breast. That might be something we can have a go at later and see how it turns out.
I think the nice things about these as well is the way that Lay's talking there about fitting it all in. And it's a really demanding part of the format, I think, Lay, isn't it? Where you've got to squeeze all of the important things on, and what you leave out is almost as important as what goes in. But in a way, that's what helps start the conversation about these things. And again, that's obviously a strength of social media in terms of the discussion about what should go in and what should go out. And again, that's been a really nice thing to see in terms of the interaction. And I have to say, Lay, you're very good. You're very good at engaging in that debate and stimulating that debate about what should be discussed.
Yeah, there's obviously loads to say about every paper that comes out, and it's quite hard to decide what goes in. I suppose if I'm thinking with as a trainee, if I'm thinking as a trainee, what do I need to know about a tumor type? What does the paper tell me about why we practice the way we practice and whether we're doing the right thing? Then those are the things that go in.
It kind of sounds simple when you talk about how you do it, but I didn't actually appreciate quite rigorously read the journal. You're not just looking at one pass or two passes. You're really doing quite a sort of academic job on it, which is really great.
I think that's key, Saif, because actually one of the things Leigh and I talked a lot about when, you know, Leigh was doing the initial versions of these was about making sure that it was rigorous, because, you know, you've got to get it right. And you can put in contentious things that people want to discuss, and you want that, but you know, it has to be rigorous. And I think Leigh's managed that really well.
Have you ever had any feedback from an author?
Not on the pieces that have been published, but certainly on the smaller pieces that I put on my Twitter. So there are lots more doctors on Twitter than Instagram, I've discovered. But certainly when I post on Twitter, people tend to reply and tag people, tag the authors who were involved, which can be embarrassing if I've been critical of the paper. But I've got into a few quite good discussions with lots of people I admire, really. So it's been a privilege. They have engaged.
I wonder, Leigh, do you think we should be making more of an aggressive effort to reach out for the for feedback from the authors? I don't know. That's not something we've ever thought about, is it?
Well, a surprising number of them are on Twitter, so I suppose we could tag people in posts and see if we can get a response from them. Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense. And so, Leigh, have you always had sort of quite an artistic interest?
Yeah, I think I have. In a very basic sense, I always like to draw and to sketch. And I suppose from medical school days, I was one of those people who made meticulous notes and happened to continue that throughout all of MRCP revision and now FRCR revision. So I just kept it going.
I like the idea, Leigh, that you liked drawing things on computers and so became a clinical oncologist so you could do that for radiotherapy.
Absolutely. I couldn't quite believe, once I realised the realities of the job, I couldn't quite believe that people would pay me to draw lines on CT scans. It's amazing.
Since an oncology series is really exciting, just sort of starting in that front, and having looked at them myself, you do such a fantastic job of capturing the key pieces of information, and that's not an easy feat. So, Ben, on the sort of point of view of education initiatives more broadly then, so what do you feel that the journal could be sort of building on in future then to reach even more people?
As we've seen with Leigh's pieces, that social media is a key way of doing that, and a really fantastic resource in terms of disseminating educational content and research and academic content as well. And so, you know, the education brief really blurs those two together in a good way, I think. So I'd like to see more initiatives involving things like Leigh's Instant Oncology series. I think one of the things that's coming from the RCR is the new e-learning platform and the resources there. So hopefully those will be built up over time. And I think what we'd like, particularly from the journal side, is to be able to complement that in terms of the strengths that we have with the assets that we have in terms of our content and our research, as well as our network of academics and researchers who can provide fantastic educational editorials, which we continue to run and are building up our own resource of.
Thank you for that, Ben, and it all sounds really exciting. And so thank you both for taking time to speak to us today. It's been really great.